You're listening to SBS News.
I remember everyone I've ever sold, Mr. Potter. It so happens that the phoenix, whose tail feather resides in your wand, gave another feather. Just one other. It is curious that you should be destined for this wand when its brother gave you that scar.
That's actor John Hurt, playing the part of Ollivander in the first Harry Potter movie where the young wizard gets his wand. But not everybody has to go to Ollivander's wand shop in the fictional Diagon Alley to get a wand like Harry, because anyone who takes a trip to Tuscany's Teatro Mundi showroom can buy the actual movie prop. The showroom attracts wealthy collectors from all over the world who come through the anonymous wooden doors in the town of Arezzo looking for an oddity or a world-famous movie prop to add to their home decor. From movie props to meteorites and motorbikes, on sale are all manner of collector's items. Luca Cableri is the founder of the Teatro Mundi Cabinet of Curiosities.
And our customer are people that want put some strange things in his home, office, yacht, airplane, society. So they want have something really unique. So sometimes they put a dinosaur, a skull in living room, or a piece of moon, in the wall, or the Thor hammer. His collection, piece in the break the ice, so something that when you enter, it's impossible don't speak about this object.
Mr. Cableri left the legal profession to dedicate himself full-time to this activity. But a dinosaur skull or Thor's armour or Harry Potter's wand don't come cheap. Mr. Cableri's clients are billionaires, wealthy businessmen and women, and celebrities looking to spend enormous sums of money to own objects that might have been the stuff of their childhood dreams. It's why the collection is private and can be visited only by appointment.
Arezzo, this small city, doesn't have a big airport, so they arrive in Florence, they take an helicopter to come in Arezzo, they stay here two hours, they buy and then they go. So it's a very strange world. So,
Mr. Cableri has many people around the world that source the objects for him. His contact in Hollywood lets him know when memorabilia from movies becomes available, and he has a team of locals in Morocco who comb the desert looking for meteorites. Available to collectors are meteorites from Mars and the Moon, alongside a stuffed crocodile hung upside down from the ceiling, original drawings of Homer Simpson, endless props from Hollywood movies, and one of the pièces de résistance, the chopper bike from Easy Rider, originally owned by Dennis Hopper. Bianca Barbagli may not be able to afford such luxury, but as an assistant at the showroom, she is excited by what she sees every day.
Personally, since I've been working here, except dinosaurs, the other object that made me very excited when he arrived, it was the Easy Rider motorcycle, because I grew up as a teenager with this movie, and it was so iconic. And see, we had to unpack in the street because it was so big, the truck, that we couldn't get the truck in front of the gallery. And so all the people stopped and looked at the bike because it was so beautiful. And there was just this huge chopper in the middle of the street. And it was so recognizable, and so people stopped and looked at that, and they asked me, is this from the movie? Is this original? And so it was very entertaining, and the bike was stunning. I didn't imagine it was so beautiful when he arrived in person.
The gallery ended up on the cover of National Geographic magazine some years ago, and that brought it to the centre of attention of many more collectors. The person charged with keeping all the objects clean and presentable and ready for sale to a fastidious market is Francesca Campani. She is as enthusiastic as everyone else at the gallery.
Cioè, fa un'impressione strana che ti emoziona tanto.
Well, they are strange. They make me emotional because I say, this I saw in a movie, and to think that the actor wore it. We don't have any at the moment, but I've had to dust dinosaurs, and to know that they lived a long time ago is lovely. They must be so delicate.
Certainly the many tourists that visit Arezzo to browse through the countless antique stores don't suspect that behind those simple doors there are antiques that go back hundreds of years, movie props watched by millions, and some objects that come from outer space. Alan Lee, SBS News.